Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Living Water Talk Radio, a production of Living Water International, a Christian service organization. Our mission is to help people improve their lives and share and discuss current events from a Christian perspective. Living Water Talk Radio is supported by your tax-deductible donations. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. Please visit us on our website at www.livingh20.com and on Facebook.
Good morning. This is Chaplain Charlene Andrews, your host today on Bible Book Club, where we encourage you to read the Bible in 1 year with us. Today, our message is Jesus' story about the good seeds and the thistles. The good seeds and the thistles. In Matthew chapter 13, that's where we are. We're reading the Bible in a year. We just started, and we will be finishing the whole Bible by the end of December 31st. I've been reading the Bible for many, many years, and I have come to understand that the Word of God is not just a book. It is a sword. And if you have a sword, that means you have to learn how to use it. The Word of God has power. Remember in Genesis, God said, and then it happened. Well, we have so much power in our words if we speak God's word. If we speak our own word, we get an earthly response. But if we speak God's word, we get an eternal response. Isn't that wonderful? So in Matthew 13, Jesus is teaching us about how that his kingdom works. And he's explaining things in parables. He tells people stories, and the stories have explanations, and he explains it to his disciples. Okay, Jesus constantly used illustrations because the prophet said Jesus will never speak to them without at least one illustration, parables, and explain mysteries hidden since the beginning of time. In fact, it was prophesied before he came, that's how he would teach the people, through parables. Then, after preaching a parable, he left the crowds outside and he went into the house. His disciples asked him to explain to them the illustration of the thistles and the wheat. All right, he said, I am the farmer who sows the choice seed. The field is the world, and the seed represents the people, the kingdom. And the thistles are the people that belong to Satan. The enemy who sowed the thistles belong to the wheat. Among the wheat is the devil, and the harvest is the end of the world. And the reapers are the angels. Just as in this story, the thistles are separated and burned, so shall it be at the end of the world. I will send my angels, and they will separate out of the kingdom every temptation and all who are evil, and throw them into the furnace. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And then the godly shall shine as the sun in their Father's kingdom. Listen, the kingdom of heaven is like a treasure that a man discovered in a field. In his excitement, he sold everything he owned to get enough money to buy the field and get the treasure too. The kingdom of heaven is like a pearl merchant on the lookout for choice pearls. He discovered a real bargain, a pearl of great value, and he sold everything he owned to purchase it. Now, what does this mean, this parable that Jesus was speaking about? Even his own disciples didn't understand it, and he had to explain it to them in clearer language, and so he did. Thank God, because we read the word that he told them, and we get to understand where Jesus was coming from and what he was trying to say. The kingdom of God is like a pearl, looking out for choice pearls. We are that people that's looking for the power in the Word of God. We're looking for the way of our life in according to God's word, not our own ideas, not our own imaginations. We have to do things God's way. And the only way you're going to find out what God's way is by reading the Bible. Jesus said, whatever you ask, whatever you ask, believing, you shall have it. Did he really mean that? Did he say it because it was only for the disciples in that generation? Or is it good enough for us who live right now, who need a miracle, who needs something, who needs peace, who needs whatsoever? There's so many promises in the Word of God. I look at the Word of God like a sword. It's something to be used. But if you have no training in using the sword, your power will be minuscule. But if you learn and grow and allow the Holy Spirit to teach you, because in the book of John, it says the Holy Spirit will teach you. The Holy Spirit will give you. He will speak what is in heaven and he will tell it to you. Many people hear from God. A lot of people have visions. How do you discern that? Because it will line up with the Word of God. If it's from the Holy Spirit, if it's from Jesus, you don't even have to worry about whether it is from Jesus or not. Because if you read all the red words in the Bible, that's what Jesus said. And you can bank on it. Whatever he said is the truth. Everything else is a lie. If it's contrary to Jesus' word, it is a lie. Why? Because Jesus said, I came to do the will of my Father. Me and my Father is the same. That means they're in communion. They never one do one way and God does another way. Whatever God says, Jesus will fulfill. Because he is the Son. He has constant communication with his Father. And now he's there with his Father. And one day he will be coming back. Friends, good and evil is in this world. You cannot tell me there's no evil here. There's a lot of evil and it's getting worse. Probably like Sodom and Gomorrah and even worse. Evil is in the world today. But the Bible says one day Jesus will come back. He has prevailed over the devil and he got the keys of death and hell. And one day he will come back and pick us up. Why? He promised. And he always keeps his promise. Revelation 21, 3 and 4 says, I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them. Who is he? God. And they shall be his people. Whose people? Jesus' people. And God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all the tears from their eyes. And there shall no more be death, no more sorrow, no more crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. Friends, are you going through pain today? A lot of people are in pain. A lot of people are in distress. A lot of people are in afflictions. Many people are having health issues, relational issues, psychological issues, spiritual issues. We need help. We all need help. And the only one who can help us is the one who created us, God. And he sent his son so you can go to heaven and you don't have to pay the price, because he already paid the price for you, for me, and for everyone else in this world. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever should believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Maybe this body, we're going to have to leave this body because it's made from the dust of the earth, but we're going to have a glorified body. That's what the Bible says. And one day we will live forever with God. Amen. Friend, if you don't know about this Jesus, you don't know him. I'm not saying if you know about him. I'm saying, do you know him? Because the key is in knowing the Master. You can only do as much as the Master teaches you to do. Amen. Let us pray. Lord, I ask you right now to come into my life. Lord, I am a sinner. How do I know? Because you have the Ten Commandments, and it says, for all have sinned. Nobody can follow even Ten Commandments in the Word of God. So we're all sinners, and that makes us needing a Savior. And the only Savior that I know that died and went to heaven and is coming back, his name is Jesus. And Lord, we ask you to save us from ourselves. Change our minds, change our hearts, change our ways. Because, Lord, there's only one way, your way. And Lord, we thank you, Father God, for saving me, for healing me, giving me wisdom, being my Lord and my Master, my Savior, my Deliverer. Thank you, Father. I accept you in my life. I want you to move in me. Make me a new person. And Lord, whatever you forgive me, now I forgive anyone who hurt me as well. And I thank you, Lord, and give you praise, honor, and glory. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen and amen.